the Greatest Name in Cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, neighbors. Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. The cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Trail of the Cougar. Well, if it isn't Deputy Panhandle.
Oh, you noticed my new star, eh, Charlie? Well, I'll tell you a secret. I made it myself. Cut it right out of that shiny aluminum lining in the sugar corn pops box. Pinned it on with a safety pin.
You used the liner that keeps Kellogg's sugar pops so crispy?
Yep.
Well, now, I hope you ate all those sweet-eaten sugar corn pops first. That weather-tight liner is there to keep that shot-with-sugar flavor in until you're ready for a snack or a big bowl at breakfast.
I'm ready. Let's go finish your box of sugar corn pops, and I'll make you a deputy star, just like mine.
United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles rode the trails of the Old West in search of every kind of outlaw. But it was a different kind of outlaw that brought them face to face with danger when they followed the trail of the cougar.
Bill, listen to that old cougar out there. Sure sounds like a big one.
Sure does. Maybe he's the one that's been doing all the cat killing around here.
Now you can see why I sent for you in Jinglesville. There'll be more young stock dead in the morning, that's for sure. An old man like me running a few ahead can't afford to have a killer like that hanging around for long.
Ah, don't you worry, Dad. Bill and me'll trail down that big old cat for you. I hope.
He's a smart one, Jingles.
Well, we're smart, too. At least Bill is.
This big mountain lion's hit you pretty hard, hasn't he, Dad?
Got 15 of my calves in the last couple of months. That's money I was counting on to pay off part of the mortgage on this place. Yeah, there he goes again. He's getting closer.
Come on, Jingles. Let's go see if we can cut that killer's trail.
In the middle of the night? Bill, it's darker than the inside of a boot out there.
You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
Well, no. But I'm afraid of them big cats when I can't see them sneaking up on me.
Oh, he just tackles calves, Jingles. He don't bother big old bulls like you.
Now, Dad Winters, you cut that out.
Oh, I was joking, Jingles. Yeah. You may be big, but you and Bill are real good friends to help me out.
We haven't done anything yet. Well, come on, Jingles. Let's get moving.
I can ride along with you for a little spell.
No, you ain't going out in the middle of the night with your rheumatiz. You stay here and take care of yourself and keep a pot of coffee on for it.
I'll sure do that.
Sounds like he's heading this way, Jingles. Get the horses and maybe we can catch ourselves a cougar.
Expect to see anything on a dark night like this, Bill.
If we can't see anything, maybe we can hear something. Oh, buckshot.
Whoop, whoop, joker, whoop. Well, I don't hear nothing except the wind. Oh, be quiet, joker. How can I listen with you snorting?
There's a cat, but he's moving away.
Bill, and I hear cattle, too.
Yeah. Must be some of Dad Winter's herd down there in the arroyo.
How do you know there's an arroyo? I can't even see Joker's ears.
Those cattle are right below us. Now come on, see if I'm not right. Let's go, Buckshot. Take it easy now.
Come on, get up. You can see in the dark, Joker, so watch it. If you stumble, I'll go right on over your head.
Now watch it, Jingles. It's getting steep here.
I'm watching it, or Joker is. I can't see a thing, Bill.
Yep, here we are.
Hey, we're right down the bottom, just like you said. Well, now what do we do?
File off and strike a match.
Bill, those cows sure seem to be spooked up about something.
They sure do. You got a match?
Yeah, right here. Just a second. There.
Good. Now, let's see. Mm-hmm. Just as I thought.
Doggone it, that old killer cat got another one. Dad Winters ain't going to have no young stock left if this keeps up.
Here's a chunk of dry sagebrush. We'll make a good torch.
Yeah. Well, looks like there was quite a battle here.
Those cougars are plenty big and plenty tough. Hold the light up high, Jingles.
Can you tell anything from the tracks, Bill?
Not much. The cattle have tramped the ground down pretty well. Come on, move over this way. There, Jingles. There's a big paw print. There's another one.
Uh-huh. That's the cat, all right.
He's a big one, too.
I'll say he is. Wee, I'd hate to have him after me.
That's funny.
What's funny? I can't see nothing funny about anything tonight.
There's been a horse through here. You see the horseshoe prints?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, probably one of Dad's cow poop.
He doesn't have any, Jingles. He's been ramrodding this spread all by himself.
Yeah, that's right. Bill?
What, Jingles?
You reckon that mountain lion rides horseback?
No, I don't think so.
Neither do I, but who was riding a horse in here?
I'm real curious to know the answer to that question. Down, Jingles, put out the light.
Down and the light's out. Where'd those shots come from, Bill?
Somewhere out there in the dark.
Well, now that's real helpful. We don't know where that varmint is, but he knows where we are. If we move, he can shoot at us, and if we light a light, he can see us, and we can't see him. Hey, that one was close.
If you keep on talking so loud, he can hear you, and he's liable to come even close.
Doggone it, Bill. This just doesn't seem like a square deal at all.
Pops are sweeter. The taste is new. They're shot with sugar through and through.
Now, you waddies out there know what we're talking about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Yes, sirree. A breakfast cereal that's more than just sugar-coated. It's shot all over with sugar. Sweetened up right smart, better than anybody could ever do with a spoon. So you get that shot-with-sugar flavor in every bite. That's what makes them so good for munching on between breakfast and bedding down time. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are a real treat to nibble on when you have to bring home those tough problems from school. Hey, and say, you moms will discover those yearlings of yours will really take to milk when you give them a bowl full of sugar corn pops to go with it. Give them all they want, because there's a full day supply of sunshine vitamin D in every big helping of sugar corn pops, the sweet-eating cereal that's shot with sugar. Now, you just look for Guy and Andy on the big yeller box next time you load up the chuck wagon. Yes, sir. Kellogg's sugar corn pops are... shot with sugar.
Through and through, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles, investigating the big cougar that had been killing calves on Dad Winter's ranch, were fired on by an unseen marksman. As they crouched in the bottom of the arroyo, another shot came out of the darkness.
I saw the flash that time.
So did I.
Dust him off, Jingles.
Well, maybe we've scared him off.
Yeah, he's getting ready to ride.
There he goes. What do we do now? Follow him?
Yeah, we can if you want to trail a killer in the dark.
I don't think I do, Bill. I'm still kind of young to go out and get myself killed.
Let's have a look around here and see what he was after. Light up that torch again, will you?
Oh, all right.
You know, I can't figure how that cougar made his kill if there was a man so close to him.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Wild animals don't usually come around people unless they're mighty hungry. This old cat seems to have been eating mighty regular.
Hold the light over here, Jingles.
There you are. Sure looks like the cougar did that all right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's ride back to Dad's place and give him the bad news.
Well, that's fine with me. I'm about ready for some of his hot coffee and a few hours' sleep.
Have some more coffee, Jingles. You and Bill had a long night last night.
Yeah, don't mind if I do, Dad. I'm still tired from chasing that varmint around in the dark.
You know, Dad, when we saw those cat tracks last night, we found some horse tracks, too. You noticed that before when any of your calves were killed?
No, can't say that I have, Bill. But then I didn't always do too good a job of looking. My rheumatism is pretty bad, and I don't do any more riding than I have to.
Anybody ever take a shot at you out on the range?
Oh, shucks, no. Who'd want to gun down an old geezer like me?
I don't know, but somebody sure threw a lot of lead at us last night. I'll just bet my best saddle blanket it wasn't the cat pulling the trigger. Pass the sugar, Bill.
Yeah, here you are.
Thanks.
Dad, this is a pretty personal question, but just how much is your ranch worth?
Plenty, Bill, but I couldn't cash it in for much. I had to take a real big mortgage on it to get started, and I ain't been able to pay much of it off.
Have you ever thought of selling out?
Oh, no, never. All my life I wanted to spread just like this.
You just keep that herd of yours growing, and you'll make it all right, Dad.
Yeah, that's what worries me, Jingles. Losing as many calves as I have lately, I just don't see how I'm going to keep my payments to Slade Andrews.
Slade Andrews? Who's he?
He owns that big bar circle spread just to the north of my place.
What sort of a gent is he?
Well, most folks figures he's meaner than a bobcat with a headache, but I ain't found him that way. No, offered me a good profit to sell out to him. Kept raising it till he found out I wouldn't sell at any price.
Wonder why he wants your spread when he's already got such a big one.
Well, he's been running his cattle on hill range, Jingles, and I got valley pasture that stays green all summer. Grass means a lot to a cow outfit.
Maybe Slade Andrews could give us a little information, partner. Let's saddle up and ride on over there.
Get over there, you ornery cat.
Yeah, try it again, Jake. You got to teach that lion to hunt by himself.
I'm doing the best I can, Andrews. Took me a year to teach him to follow me on horseback. Now I got to start all over.
And you ain't got a year this time. It's getting too dangerous to ride with him.
You're telling me. Like I'm darn near getting myself shut up by them two hombres last night.
Yeah, you were crazy to start that shooting.
Well, what else could I do? I found the tracks of my horse. I wonder who they were.
Yeah, how should I know? Old man Winters ain't got any hands riding for him anymore. Probably just a couple of drifters. Now get back to work with that cougar.
All right, but don't expect any miracles. I've trained some of the meanest cats in the world when I was with the circus. But it takes time to teach him a new trick.
Well, you haven't got much time, so get going.
All right. Devil. Easy, boy. Go get him, Devil. Go. Go on, boy. Here we are, Slade. Good, Andrews. This is dangerous business. If I keep crowding him, he'll turn on me one of these days.
Well, that's your worry. I hired you to train that cougar to kill cattle. If you can't handle the job, I can always remind the sheriff that I got an escaped killer working for me. I bet he'd be real glad to find out who did those circus murders.
All right. You win. Come on, Devil. Steady.
Bill, I guess this is Slade Andrews' ranch house here.
Yeah, sure is a big place.
Well, Dad Winter said he'd been able to corral most of the money in the valley one way or another.
He may have plenty of money, but from what I hear, he hasn't got much else to recommend him.
Suppose this is Andrews coming out of the house.
Yeah, I guess so. He looks like Dad said he would.
Yeah, howdy, Jancy. Which way are you headed?
I guess we're headed this way. You, Mr. Andrews?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Well, Dad Winters told us what you look like.
Winters, huh? Well, how is the old boy? He's my next-door neighbor, but I haven't seen him lately.
Oh, he ain't so good. Kind of worried.
Jingles.
Oh, he's fine. Yes, fine.
He's been having some trouble with a mountain lion killing his young stock. That ever happened to your herd?
No, never has. Maybe I'm just lucky, but them cats never seem to bother me.
How about the other ranchers around here?
Well, they don't seem to have any trouble either. Maybe it's just that old man Winters is trying to run that big spread all alone. He ought to sell out. Too big a job for an old man like him.
He ought to sell out at your price. Is that what you mean?
Hey, what are you talking about?
You know darn well what we're talking about.
Hey, who are you two gents anyway?
We're friends of Dad Winters. We're trying to give him a little help if we can.
I'm not sure I like the questions you're asking.
Well, we're not so sure we like the answers we're getting either.
If Winters is a friend of yours, he probably told you I hold a mortgage on his ranch.
That's right, he did.
That's why we came over to see you.
Then you can ride right back and tell him he's got one more month before a payment's due. Better be selling off part of his herd to get that money.
How's he going to do that if his herd keeps getting whittled down by that doggone killer cat?
That's his business. Now you two hombres better get back in the saddle and ride. I don't care much for snoopers around my ranch.
All right. But as long as we've drawn a hand in this game, Andrews, I think we'll just play it out. You'll be seeing more of us before you get a chance to foreclose on that mortgage.
All right, stand still, Joker. Can't say I'm pleased to have met you, Mr. Andrews, but I'll be seeing you again. Bill, what was that?
Sounds like a cougar scream, partner.
Sure is close.
Yeah, maybe the killer cat's starting in on my herd.
Let's go have a look, Bill. Maybe we can get the varmint that's been raiding Dad's herd.
You gents are forgetting you're on my property. If there's a cougar after my cattle, I'll take care of it myself.
You're acting mighty funny about something. I think maybe we'll stick around a little longer.
I know the law, stranger, and I've got a right to shoot trespassers on my own place.
I wouldn't try it.
Billy's going for his gun.
Say, Panhandle, what's this piece in the paper all about? Horse for sale. See Panhandle.
Well, I hate to do it, Charlie, but that horse has eaten me plumb out of sugar corn pops. You know, every time I say, shot with sugar through and through, that cowpony begs for more sugar corn pops.
Pretty smart horse. After all, sugar corn pops aren't just sugar-coated, they're shot with sugar. And that bronc knows you usually have a handful of those sweet-eaten nuggets of corn every time you say, shot with sugar.
Well, I'll be hanged. That smart aleck horse understands every word we say. Listen, Charlie, sugar corn pops are shot with sugar. Yes, they're actually shot with sugar. And I eat a great big bowlful for breakfast.
And we have something important we want all of our young friends to tell their mothers, and that is just 1 ounce of Kellogg's sugar corn pops supplies all of the vitamin D your boys and girls need daily. Yep, 100%. So give them all the sugar corn pops they want, Mother. Look for the big yellow Kellogg's box with Guy and Andy on the outside when you get groceries.
Now let's everybody say it.
Pops are sweeter. The taste is new. They're shot with sugar through and through. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles insisted on looking around the ranch of Slade Andrews, he ordered them off his property. Hearing a cougar scream, they refused to leave, and Andrews drew his gun and fired.
Well, now you know what happens when you try to draw on Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok?
Yeah, that's him right there. I'm Jingle.
Why didn't you tell me you were here on business, Marshal?
'Cause you never asked.
We were just paying a neighborly call till you got nasty about it. Now we're going to ride out on your range and see about that cougar scream we just heard. Climb down and take the cartridges out of his gun, Jingle.
No need to, Bill. You knocked the cylinder right out of it. He won't get it working again for quite a while.
Yeah, I won't be shooting at no lawman, Hickok. I just didn't know who you were.
Well, it might pay you to find out next time.
Come on, Jingles. Let's go find that cougar if we can.
Sounds like he's right over that hill. Let's go, Joker.
Get up there, Buckshot. Let's run that cat down.
The top of the hill, Bill, and I don't see that old cougar anywhere.
Pull up a minute. We'll have a look.
Hold on, Joker. Oh, now let's look around.
There's a rider herding calves down in the valley.
Yeah. Say, Bill, you don't see that very often.
See what, Jingles?
A cowpoke using a great big sheepdog like that to run cattle.
No, you don't. And you don't see a sheepdog working like that ever.
What do you mean?
That's no sheepdog. That's our cougar. He's after one of those calves right now. Let's go. Hi, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker. Let's get him.
Watch your step when you get there, Jingles. I don't know what's wrong here, but something sure is.
It sure is. Why don't that cowboy shoot that cat?
Maybe he hasn't seen it.
How can he miss it? Bill, the cat's turning.
Maybe he saw us.
He's heading over towards the man. I better shoot him before he gets too close.
Jingles, hold it.
Missed him, darn it.
Put that gun away, partner, till we find out what this is all about.
But, Bill... Hey, what's he shooting at us for?
Because you shot at his cougar.
His cougar? Bill, you ain't making sense. Now, cut that out! I'll come over there and wind that rifle around your head like a bandana.
Put up that gun and stand still.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Just drop that rifle until we've had a little talk with you, mister.
What are you doing here? This is private property.
Oh, now, where have I heard that before?
We saw that cougar from up on the hill. We rode down to give you a hand.
I don't need any help.
Why, you featherhead, that varmint was charging a calf.
In another minute, you'd have been short one head of beef.
Is that your business?
Bill, everybody that works around this place is just plain ornery.
Now, you listen. Where's that trained killer cat of yours?
Trained cat? Bill, that ain't no pet.
I'll say he isn't. Get him, Devil. Hi!
Shoot him, Bill! Woo-wee. Well, there's one cougar that ain't gonna kill no more cattle. I thought he was gonna get you, Bill.
All my work with that brute, and then you killed him.
That's right, I did. Instead of training him right, you turn him into a killer to do Andrew's dirty work for him.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, Andrews thought that if he could cut Dad Winter's herd down without Dad knowing about it, he'd have a better chance to buy Dad's ranch. Or better still, foreclose on the mortgage. Is that right, mister?
You figure it out.
I think I have. You trained this lion, and you're the one who went out with him at night.
Then you must be the one that shot at us last night.
You're not taking me.
Bill, look out! Oh, they never learn, do they, Bill?
See how badly he's hurt, Jingle. I want to talk to him some more.
Get your hands up. You won't be talking to him.
Bill, it's Andrews, right in the edge of that brush.
Howdy, Andrews. If we hadn't been so busy, I'd have seen you ride up.
That's too bad, Hickok.
Hickok? Is he Wild Bill Hickok?
You bet he's Wild Bill. I'm Jingle.
What's he doing here? Is he after me?
Shut up, Jake.
Jake? Is that your name?
Don't answer him.
I thought you looked familiar. You're Jake McClay.
Now, who's Jake McClay?
An animal trainer who's wanted from Abilene to Tombstone. He skipped out after a couple of circus murders. He's more of a killer than that cougar of his.
You talk too much, Hickok.
You were hiding him, Andrews.
Watch out for him, Hickok. He's been mixed up in a couple of killings himself, and not cattle either.
Shut up, Jake, or I'll crack your head with a gun barrel.
They got me, but they'll get you, too, and...
Shut up, I said.
Now, Jingles.
Now.
Drop that gun. Drop it, I said. Now, stand up.
Now, don't you go getting any ideas, Jake, or I'm liable to show you how good an animal trainer I am.
I ain't going nowhere.
Let's tie him up and take him to jail. By the time they get through talking, we'll have enough on them to put them away for a long time.
Yeah, Dad Winters can have a nice long time to pay off that mortgage he owes this polecat. You know something?
What's that?
Maybe Jake could train old Buckshot and Joker to haul prisoners off to jail for us. After we catch him, our work would be all done.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy, what kind of a story do we have for our friends on Friday?
Oh, this one's different, Guy. It's about the time Wild Bill and Jingles tangled with a man-eating lion at an old western animal circus. We call it Satan at the Circus.
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Kids, they're very personally yours. Yes, Kellogg's wonderful variety pack contains 10 personal portion boxes of Kellogg's cereals. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Pep, and other favorites. 10 personal portion boxes, extra fresh to you. Get Kellogg's variety pack with 10 personal portion boxes of Kellogg's tasty cereals. Flaked, popped, shredded, and ready sweetened. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Frank Gerstel, Ralph Moody, and Leo Curley. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!